Time for our chat with Christine from Freedom Home Care. And Christine, I think one of the hardest things as somebody who might be providing care for a family member or a loved one is even starting the conversation about maybe I need some help or maybe you need some more help than I can provide. Can we talk a little bit about that with Freedom Home Care?
Yeah, so I think that starting that home care conversation a lot of times can be a little sensitive, or really any conversation where you're telling a loved one they might need some extra help. But if you can do that, if you can be successful with that conversation, it really is a big step for your family towards reducing worry, preventing an accident, maybe even saving a relationship if there's a family caregiver that really needs a break. So I just wanted to give a few tips about engaging in that conversation and what that might look like. So the first things first, I think, is really making sure that you're not making assumptions. So what we do is we actually recommend a resource to families called the Live Well at Home Rapid Screen. So it's a 7-question quiz that's designed to identify the 7 risk factors that are most likely to cause an older adult to have to move from their home to a long-term care setting. And so once those risks are assessed, that better helps you take action and maybe explain to your loved ones the risks and the reasons that you have concerns. So as I mentioned, that Live Well at Home Rapid Screen is something that we have on our website on our resources tab. But I really do think that's a great place to start, for that sensitive topic.
Right. And having that conversation, would it benefit us to go there as care providers, caregivers, thinking about me taking care of my mother or somebody like that to just take a look at that? Or is that for them to do?
I think it would be, as a caregiver, I think it'd be great to take a look at it yourself, and you can try to say, oh, yeah, this is definitely a 5 or whatever that scale of scoring is. But I think, too, even maybe doing it with your loved one could be helpful so that they understand, if they're answering honestly, that they might be at risk. They might see that risk a little bit more than you just telling them they're at risk.
Right.
So then just a couple little tips here about getting the conversation started. A lot of times it's about timing. Make sure you're both at your best. You're in a comfortable environment. You're relaxed. If tempers start to rise a little bit, maybe you pick a different time to regroup and get back at it. Making sure that relevant family members are there. You don't want to gang up on your loved one, but you do want to make sure any family members that are a part of that care team or are directly impacted are going to be a part of the conversation. Framing the conversation around planning for the future can help make it a little bit more successful. And really trying to get your loved one's input, too. Find out about the concerns that they have about their current situation. Do they have any suggestions or ideas? And then work on a plan together for how things might go moving forward. Being prepared is important. You want to be able to provide some options if you're bringing up the topic of planning for the future. And then making sure that it's you're not making demands about what needs to be done, but making suggestions. And then just a couple more here, maybe relating the situation to somebody else they know, if they know somebody else that has some care in the home, or they know somebody else that has had a change in their living environment, and then how do they feel about it? How does that friend feel about those changes? And then considering the relationship, that's one thing I think is important that can be overlooked, is that, when you're a caregiver yourself, that'll have an impact on the family relationship. So whether you're caregiving, for a spouse or a parent, if you're the caregiver, you're losing some of that original relationship that you had. Mm. You're worried about the care. You're maybe being a little naggy. Maybe your loved one feels like, well, they're not treating me like a parent anymore. They're treating me more like a child. So just considering how having an extra caregiver, extra set of hands in the house could maybe let you get back to that original relationship. And then lastly, of course, I really believe in bringing in some backup help, and that's obviously where, Freedom Home Care can come in and just kind of take the pressure off of a touchy situation. And we, through our assessment, we can ask the tough questions that might be uncomfortable for you to bring up. So that can be a nice way, too, to have that conversation starter between family members and the person that really needs the care. So those are my tips for getting that conversation started.
Well, if we want to start with the Live Well at Home rapid screen, you said we can find that on your website. What's the way to get in contact with you there?
Yeah, so on the website, it's freedomhomecarellc.com. And then there's the resources tab. I actually have a whole page called Starting the Home Care Conversation. And I did put a link out on our social media, too, so that it'd be easier for people to find. So Facebook or Twitter, it's Freedom Home Care. And on Facebook and Mankato Home Care on Twitter.
Excellent. We're going to send folks to Freedom Home Care. Christine, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. Have a good day.